Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hey, we want to tell you about our friends over at VintageCoasters.com. They have a wide selection of drink coasters, phone cases, all sorts of really cool metal signs, luggage tags, anything you could think of, pop culture, Disney, they've got it over there at VintagePressing.com. And because you're listening to the Disney Parks Podcast, they've worked up a special price for you. Use the coupon code DisneyPodcaster at checkout, and you'll save a dollar. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but their price points are so low, a dollar is a pretty big deal. And they've done that just for you guys. So visit VintagePressing.com. And use Disney Podcaster at checkout, and you will love everything that you get from VintagePressing.com.
And now, the Disney Parks Podcast Infotainment Segment.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Parkhopper John. I come to you from WW Parkhoppers. Joining me, as always, is a lovable, huggable Mr. Tony Castelnova from Disney by the Numbers. How you doing tonight, pal?
Excellent day.
We have a great show for you. We are talking about the top 10 Walt Disney Animation Company animators. We're talking about animators tonight. That's what brought me in. Well, that's not entirely true. The Walt Disney movies were kind of the secondary. Actually, the parks brought me into Walt Disney, but then once I really rediscovered the Disney animation of my youth, that's when I really started really getting into it. What was the movie that turned the corner for you with Disney animation, Tony?
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book?
Jungle Book. Hmm. Yep. It was probably one of the first movies I saw in a theater, movie theater.
Wow.
Jungle Book. There's probably some other live action things like Apple right. Dumpling Gang that were probably around the same time. But like I said before, you know, as a kid, we used to go see, you know, a live action Disney and an animated Disney both on a Saturday afternoon. It was like 4 hours in the movie theater,
right?
You know, and that's how we would spend our Saturday if it was raining or whatever.
Right.
You know, mom used to take us, you know, four kids to the movies, and that's what we do. Or you'd get a Mickey short and a live action, or a couple Mickey shorts and a live action. But that's what we used to do. And The one movie theater used to just play Disney stuff like ad nauseum, you know.
I can remember when I was younger, I think my first Disney movie was Bambi. Mm. But I was really, really little, and I didn't really remember it. I remembered Thumper, and I had visions of, you know, Bambi. The movie that really did it for me is I hate to say this, is Lilo and Stitch. It's the first movie that I remember grabbing me and just breaking me. That scene where he's in the woods and he wakes up and I can't remember his name, the David Ogden Stiers character. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? What are you doing? He says, I'm waiting. He says, who are you waiting for? He says, waiting for family. And you know, he sticks his ear up because I'm lost, and he expects his family to go, oh my God, I just cried. And I looked over and Sarah's crying like a little girl. So, you know, that's the one that did it. And then, you know, then I got into the classic movies and all that stuff, but that's really what did it. So we owe a great deal to not only these 10 men and maybe women, we don't know, that we're going to talk about, and all of the other people. There's no way we could do an exhaustive list, especially in the early days of Walt Disney Animation. It's like all hands on deck, you know.
Right.
Not to mention, you know, you had the animators and the artists, but then you had the cleanup people and all those girls and women.
Ink and paint.
Paint, just, you know, there's too many people for us to mention here, but we wanted to choose our top 10 Walt Disney animators. Let's start with number 10, T.
Number 10, is Mr. Ollie Johnston. He worked October 31st, 1912 to April.
Those are born and birth dates. We don't have to do those. Yep.
He joined Disney in 1935. He first worked on Snow White, obviously. Everybody did. That was the first movie. He went on to author The Animator's Bible, The Illustration of Life with Frank Thomas. And I've tried to get this book, and it's a tough book to get.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not in print, which makes it tougher. And B, people are charging astronomical prices for it because every animator wants one. And I'm just not willing to shell out $300 for a book. Right. His work also includes Mr. Smee, one of my favorite characters from Peter Pan, the stepsisters in Cinderella, the district attorney in The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. He also did the Prince John in Robin Hood, another character I love. And according to the book, The Disney Villains, written by Johnston and Frank Thomas, Johnston also partnered with Thompson on creating characters such as Ichabod Crane in The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad, and Mr. Sir Hiss in Robin Hood.
Yeah. You know, and if you watched the end of The Incredibles, and there's these two old dudes talking, man, that's old school. And the one guy says, there's no school like the old school. Yeah. That's Frank and Ollie. That's Frank Thomas and Ollie Johnston. Those are the last two of Walt's fabled nine old men. And if you don't know who the nine old men are, Google it. Because you're going to get your brains.
That's also another good book, The Nine Old Men.
Oh, yeah. It's a great book.
Yeah.
So number nine on our list is I think he was inducted last year into the Walt Disney Hall of Fame, or whatever they call it, Legends. He's a Disney legend now. Andreas Deja. And when he announced it, I was like, who is this? I don't really know a lot about him. Mm. But his work includes serving as a supervising animator on characters in several Disney animated films, including, but not limited to, hang on, kids, Gaston in Beauty and the Beast, Jafar in Aladdin, and Scar in The Lion King, as well as the hero in Hercules. Now, let's take Hercules off the table. Great movie. But let's just stop and think about the three biggest movies in Disney history for a long time. Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, and Aladdin.
Yeah.
It, you know, obviously,
all of which are going to be live action movies.
All of which could be live action movies. And this man, Andreas Deja, is responsible for creating, animating Gaston, Jafar, and Scar.
Apparently he likes bad people.
He's a bad, bad man. So he had a gun with us. So he's number nine.
Yeah. He's on Facebook, too. That makes me write another note.
There's a lot of animators who are not only on Facebook, but really they're most prolific on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's what you got to check out is a lot of these animators on Twitter.
I think I had texted or emailed him once before. I'll have to do it again. Try and get him on the show.
Oh, that'd be great. He's a Disney legend. If we could get him, I'd freak out.
Yeah. Number eight on the list is Ward Kimball. He joined Disney back in 1934, and his work includes Jiminy Cricket in Pinocchio.
Hang on a second. He drew Jiminy Cricket. You should do some research about the Jiminy Cricket character. He's responsible for Jiminy. Ward Kimball.
Yeah.
That Ward Kimball is in charge of Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah. He did Lucifer, Jacques, and Gus in Cinderella. He also did the Mad Hatter and the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland. His work was often more wild than any other Disney animator, and it was also very unique. In 1968, he created and released a non-Disney anti-Vietnam War animated short called Escalation. And he's also one of the people that you can say helped Walt get trains into trains and build things and tinker with stuff. He helped Walt do a lot of those things, a lot of the tinkering that he did, and helped him build his barn and all that kind of stuff. So he's more than just an animator. You know,
yeah,
he was like a little Renaissance guy.
Yeah, he's amazing. And if you go to Disney's Wilderness Lodge and you go back towards the DVC area, like you're going to like the workout room, there's the Ward Kimball room. I mean, okay. It's all about Ward and Walt, and you can see a bunch of stuff there. So that's pretty amazing. Love okay. Ward Kimball.
Yep.
All right. Number seven on the list shares my birthday. Art Babbitt. He received over 80 awards as an animation director and an animator, and also developed the character of Goofy. Art developed Goofy. So, I mean, this is a big deal. Babbitt also worked as an animator or animation director on films such as The Three Little Pigs, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Fantasia, and The Incredible Mr. Limpet. And I do have a lot of memories of that movie when I was younger. Watched that movie a lot because I love Don Knotts.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Seven Dwarfs, Fantasia. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Those movies were fundamental in helping Walt Disney Studios become the Walt Disney Studios we know and love.
Yeah. Number six on the list did a lot more also than animating, and that's Mark Davis. He started also in 1935 on Snow White. He later went on to develop and animate the characters of Bambi and Thumper in Bambi, obviously. Maleficent, Aurora, and the Raven in Sleeping Beauty, and Cruella de Vil in 101 Dalmatians. Davis is also responsible for the character design for both the Pirates of the Caribbean and the Haunted Mansion attractions at Disneyland. And this is where Walt started going back to these guys, these animators, who were just drawing stuff and saying, hey, I'm going to build a park. I need you to help me build, you know, one for this and one for this and one with these theming. And now the guys are not doing just animation on, you know, paper and pencil anymore. They're actually creating 3D objects in the real world that we go on. So that was a pretty big leap for a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
But I have to say, and Bob Gurr agreed with us, that Walt had a crazy knack for knowing what people could do, even if the person did not know that they can do that. You know, he would say, hey, Mark, I need you to go do this. And even though Mark goes, well, I've never done that before, you know, Walt knew that this person could do that, you know, based on, you know, his skills or what he'd seen or whatever. And he had a knack of doing that with a lot of different people, you know.
Yeah, I could be here all night to talk about what Walt did as a businessman, as a creative genius. He had this innate ability. Like, this, my favorite story is Existencio, where here's a guy who's an Imagineer, an animator, and Walt said, I think you need to write the song for this Haunted Mansion attraction we're designing. And right. He wrote Grim Grinning Ghosts. Right. Right? That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Just who would have thought? So number five on our list is a little bit more contemporary. Glenn Keane. Glenn Keane is a name that you should probably know. He's an animator, author, and illustrator. Keane is best known for his character animation in Walt Disney Studios feature films, including The Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, Pocahontas, Tarzan, and Tangled. Keane received the 1992 Annie Award for character animation, the 2007 Winsor McCay Award for lifetime contribution to the field of animation, and in 2013 was named a Disney legend. Glenn wow. Keane has had his hands in many, 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 many projects. And you can see his fingerprints throughout the Disney animation from the Awakening of Sleeping Beauty, which is a, you know, if you've seen the movie, you know the time frame, all right. the way through to the modern day.
Yep. Yeah. Next up, number four, is Bill Tata. Is that how you say his last name?
I think it's Titla.
Titla? Okay.
Titla or Titla.
All right. He was one of the original Disney animators and considered by many to be the best Disney animator that ever lived. In particular, he's noted for his animation of Grumpy in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Stromboli in Pinocchio, the Chernabog in the Night on Bald Mountain sequence from Fantasia, and the title character of Dumbo. Best animator of all time.
Yeah, and that's not just us saying that. That's his peers.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So Tytla was Eastern European. And think about this. He's animating Grumpy. Grumpy is arguably, outside of maybe Dopey, the most recognizable and fan-loved character of the Seven Dwarfs. You know, we could argue that later, but I'm just saying. And then he goes on.
He's on every shirt in Disney World.
He is. And then he goes on to create this incredible character, Stromboli. Stromboli is the carnival guy that kidnaps Pinocchio and makes him say he's got no strings to hold me down, but or Ultron, depending on which way you want to look at it.
Yeah.
And then turns around and creates the demon character of Chernabog in the Night on Bald Mountain sequence. Right. One of the most terrifying as a kid, one of the most terrifying sequences.
Yeah, it was.
And it just worked because of his background and then how he brought that animation from his life source into the story of Night on Bald Mountain, which is one of my favorite pieces of music to play back in the day when I used to do that kind of thing. And then turns around and creates the most incredible, you know, just this, I don't even know how to say it, this delicate, sensitive, you know, heartbreaking character, Dumbo.
Right.
I have a hard time watching Dumbo and not tearing up. And I'm a grown-ass.
Well, apparently he had a grumpy, evil, nice side.
Yeah, he was grumpy. He was an evil demon, but boy, he had a sweet side to him. Once he got past the surly background, he's a nice guy.
Once he was done ripping out your heart and laughing at you, he had a nice side.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Number three on the list is a name you might not know, but when I tell you the list of accomplishments, you're going to freak out. Milt Kahl was an animator for Disney Studios and is one of Disney's nine old men. So let's go down the list of some of the things that Milt has done. Ready? Let's go. He did the forest animals, all of them, on Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That's a lot.
Let that sink in. He did primarily Pinocchio. He also did a little work on Jiminy Cricket, but primarily Pinocchio. Bambi, Thumper, and the deer. I'm assuming it's the deer that Bambi kind of has eyes for. Saludos Amigos. He did the whole sequence where Donald rides a llama, if you remember that. He worked on the ill-fated Song of the South movie.
Oh, boy.
So he did the Southern Mary Poppins movie that we'll never see the light of day. He worked on he did Angus McBadger, Rat, Mole, and the Angry Mob, and Brom Bones from Ichabod, Tales of Ichabod, and Mr. Toad. He did the Fairy Godmother from Cinderella. The Fairy Godmother. Wow. The transformation sequence, that was his. He also did the King and the Grand Duke, two of my favorite characters. He did Alice, the Dodo, the Flamingo, and the Hedgehog from Alice in Wonderland. He did Peter Pan, Wendy, John, Michael, Mr. and Mrs. Darling, and Nana from Peter Pan. Now,
Tell us the characters he hasn't done. That might be a shorter list.
Lilo and Stitch. Again, remember earlier when I said the nine old men did like a little bit of everything? Yeah. So they might not be all of his primary characters, but this is he's known for. These are his characters he worked on. Lady and Tramp, Beaver and Trusty from Lady and the Tramp. Prince Philip, King Hubert, King Stefan, the Animals, and Samson from Sleeping Beauty. Roger, Anita, Pongo, Perdita, and Labrador from 101 Dalmatians. This is going to floor you, buddy. The Walt Disney's Wonderful World of Color, remember that TV show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ludwig von Drake.
Wow.
Sword in the Stone, Merlin. There's other characters too, but Merlin.
Wow.
Master of Hounds, the Hounds, the Fox, and the Stewards from Mary Poppins. The Jungle Book. You ready for this? Mowgli, Baloo, Bagheera, Shere Khan, King Louie. He did some work on the monkeys, Ka, and the vultures.
Did he sleep or eat?
Yeah. He had, well, you know how Walt, you know. Thomas O'Malley, Duchess, Madame Bonfamilie, Edgar, and George from the Aristocrats. He also worked on Bedknobs and Broomsticks. He did Robin Hood, Sheriff of Nottingham, Little John, Alan a Dale, which is the rooster, Maid Marian, Lady Cluck, Friar Tuck, Skippy, and King Richard from Robin Hood. He did Pooh, Tigger, Winnie, with scenes with Tigger. When there was a Winnie the Pooh and Tigger scene together, he did that. And he did a few scenes of Roo with the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. And he worked on the friggin' Rescuers.
Wow.
Madame Medusa, Mr. Snopes, Penny, Brutus, Nero, and a few scenes with Bernard and Bianca.
Well, now you know his name.
Yeah. So this is why Milt Kahl is so high up on this list of animators that you haven't. Somehow the feed started over again for me. Well, that was, I'm sorry. So Milt Kahl, number three on our list. And the next two are going to blow your mind.
Yeah. All right. Number two, you listen, if you're a Disney fan, you better have heard this name. His name is Ub Iwerks. He was an American animator, a cartoonist, a character designer, an inventor, a special effects technician. He created Oswald the Lucky Rabbit and Mickey Mouse with Walt Disney. And the works of Iwerks produced alongside Disney went on to win numerous awards, including multiple Academy Awards. This is the guy that was in the trenches with Walt from the beginning, who helped him really, you know, get things going, you know, from way back when. If you have a chance, go look at the movie Walt Before Mickey.
Yeah.
Walt Before Mickey. Really good movie that kind of shows you how Ub and Walt had worked together and, you know, created these things and did, you know, all the cartoons that they were working on. And how, I mean, Walt was trying to run a company, do a little drawing, but Ub was really the mastermind behind what Mickey looked like. He's the person that really drew Mickey, and then Walt used to do the voice of Mickey in the cartoons. Once the basic concept, he kind of brought these characters to life and really, you know, formed and designed them, you know, really the character designer, you know, behind Oswald and, you know, Mickey. So this is the guy you really have to go back and thank.
Yeah. You know, I mean,
for bringing them to life on paper.
Yeah. I don't want to blaspheme, but I don't think that we would be talking about Walt Disney if we weren't talking about Ub Iwerks.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Walt had his talents. Walt had his abilities and his strengths. Mm-hmm. They weren't necessarily completely animation focused. I mean, Walt said himself he wasn't the strongest artist in the world.
Right.
Thing was, is Ub Iwerks was, and you know, he left the company. He came back. You have to read about the history. Yeah. Really dig into the history. And there's the two big thick Walt Disney bio books. The names are completely escaping me right now. I've read them.
Disney
both.
Wars.
No. Oh, the other two.
The Walt Disney, the Disney book.
Yeah.
The one by Neil Gabler.
Yeah, Neil's book, and then there's another book, and then they're both thick as all get out because they're very comprehensive. They go more into the history of Iwerks. If you can get a book on audio, it'll make your drive a lot better. Or if you make an airline flight, much more enjoyable.
It was really Ub, Walt, and then his brother Roy. Those three people are really the ones that made the company tick and, you know, made it into the multi-billion-dollar conglomerate it is today.
Yeah, and that's why when you walk down Main Street USA and you look at the windows, you see Iwerks. That's that Iwerks photograph. Was it Photograph Studio?
Yeah, I think so.
If you look, and I want to say it's on the right-hand side if you're looking at the castle. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's on that side. That's why that's there. And without Ub, there would probably be no Walt Disney. And how could we have a list of top Disney animators and not have Walt Disney at number one.
Right.
I mean, seriously. Walt Disney is a pioneer in American animation. He introduced several developments into the production of cartoons as a film producer. Disney holds the record for the most Academy Awards earned by an individual, having won 22 Oscars from 59 nominations. He was presented with two Golden Globe Special Achievements Award and an Emmy Award, along with several other honors. Many of his films are included in the National Film Registry by the Library of Congress. Now, here's the thing. Not the greatest animator in the world, but think of the things that he did with animation and technology. He had ideas. He created the idea of live action and cartoons with the Alice Adventures.
Yeah.
Flash forward to Mary Poppins and Pete's Dragon and those types, you know, Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Sorry, the South. And those are the things that he thought about 20, 30 years before that. He's the one who created animated cartoons that had soundtracks that things would happen in the cartoon, things would happen musically. He's the one that created the ability to have talking cartoons. He's the one that innovated those ideas to have surround sound. It wasn't called that. It was called something else. He's the one that pushed for color animated cartoons. He's the one who came up with the very first feature-length animated film. Anyone? Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I mean, those were just little things. Not only that, but he came up with the idea of Fantasia. I mean, way beyond its time to marry, classical music and animated and envisioned all that. That's all his. And we're not even talking about anything with the Disney parks. Walt was to animation what Steve Jobs is to communication.
Yeah.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah. He definitely was a visionary. I mean, he had a lot of concepts and things. And I would have, you know, if he was the kind of person that kept a book, a journal, or something, I would have loved to seen the list of things that never got done or never got made or never was created. I'd like to see that list. Like, what was his list of movie ideas or animated film ideas that, you know, he never did or we will never see? I don't know. I don't know if there is a list. You know, I don't know if the archives has something or the Disney family's got something, but I'd love to see all the things that, you know, because I would think a person like Walt would keep a list somewhere. Of, hey, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. And then when the time came, he'd go back to that list and say, I think now's the time for this, you know?
Right, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he had a whole lot of ideas in his head, but he had to written some stuff down. Yeah. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he was just that much
of a... Yeah, maybe he didn't.
You know? So that's our list of top tens. Now, yep. Let's go through some obvious notable people. Obviously, John Lasseter is not on the list.
Yeah.
You know, John Lasseter, Pete Docter...
Right. Andrew Stanton,
yeah. You know, all the guys at Pixar, not that they're not great animators. I'm not saying they're not great animators. I just think that we needed to, in this first pass of the 10 best, yeah. We probably needed to honor the guys, you know, as many of the nine old men as made sense.
So does that mean we're going to do a bottom 10? We'll do the bottom 10.
I would be number 10 on the number 10 on the bottom. Yeah. The worst animator.
I can't draw my name. Never mind a character.
I can barely draw three circles in the shape of a Mickey. So
raise your hand out there. If you ever went to the studios and did the animation thing and then your picture never, ever looked like the one that was being drawn by the artist in the front of the room.
Yeah, that was me.
That was me. Yeah. I mean, mine looked like a stick figure. It looked like a, you know, a two-fingered blind person drew. You know, I had nothing on paper.
Two-fingered blind person.
I was like, it was horrible. I mean, my drawings, I have all of my drawings somewhere.
Oh, my God. I burned mine. I was like, nope.
I have them. I just take them and I fold them in half and throw them in the box. And I should take some pictures and post them and go, here, this is my animation skills.
Yeah. Right. No, I think we could probably do, you know, another 10 list, you know.
11 through 20,
you know, 21 through 30. And we'll just get all of them on the list because there's so many guys. Also
people like Tim Burton.
Right. Well, he was another guy I was going to put on here. We also have guys like Frank Thomas. Frank Thomas wasn't on the list. How can you talk about Ollie Johnson and not talk about Frank Thomas?
Yeah. 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 There's a lot of people that, you know, are, and then all the modern day guys, the, you know, the ones, you know, like we spoke to Rick who, drew a lot of Rick stuff.
Rick from Familio, I can't say his name now. I wrote it down.
I know.
Who wished me a happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, see?
I was like, oh, my God.
See, we got to get him back on. Wait, let me add him to the list, too.
Scuttle. He did, is it Scuttle?
Yeah.
Who's the bird? Scuttle?
Yeah.
You know, there's so many guys, but we wanted to pay homage to who we thought were, like, 10 of the greatest. It's not that maybe they're not the top 10 ever, but. You know, there's so many great things. Who are some of the animators that you love? We would love to know. You could leave us a comment on our site, DisneyParksPodcast.com. You could email us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. You can leave us a comment at Facebook.com/DisneyParksPodcast. Who are your favorite animators that we didn't mention? We'd love to know. And maybe we'll just create another list and we'll say, you know, top 10 fan favorite animators.
Yeah,
I'd love to do that. Who did we leave off?
Right. Let's do that. Do a fan favorite list.
That'd be cool. I love that. Send them in, kids. You're writing the show, so it's all on you.
Right. All right. That's it. Are we done? We're going to put a fork in.
I think so. Put a fork in this bad boy.
All right, kids. You know how to get in touch with us. We're Disney Parks Podcast at DisneyParksPodcast.com. You can email us at DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com, on the Twitter at Disney Podcaster, and the Stitcher and the Downcast, the Upcast, the Sidecast, any old caster that you have out there. We're on Google Play now. Go out there, rate us, review us, and as we'd like to say around here, we'll see you in the animation studio.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.